Welcome to Worst Case Scenario, a podcast about anxiety. I'm one of your hosts, Yusung.
I am your other host, Rebecca.
And every week, we each bring in a different anxiety and read a scene we've written about the worst case scenario for that anxiety. I'm a little tired right now. I was a little ambitious earlier today and wanted to go for a run, you know, as one does every 2 or 3 months mm-hmm. when you feel extra sedentary, and it turned into a walk so fast. But even so, I'm so tired. It's a real
problem. How far did you get that you were actually running?
I might have ran 0.4 miles.
That's better than I was expecting you to say. So,
but it was just like, wow, this is
Were you in like a full run, or were you like jogging?
No, I was just jogging.
Yeah.
Yikes.
No, I literally can't do that. It hurts inside and outside.
it was because yesterday, like, to give you a brief summary of my day, I woke up, ate food, took a nap, woke up again to eat, and then went to bed for real.
Sounds like a really nice day.
I mean, it was incredible, but yeah. I felt so shitty about that I was like, today, like, yeah. Oh, you should do something. You should maybe move your bones.
Yeah.
Outside.
And you regret that decision now.
I don't know. Like I think I mentioned it on the podcast before, but like sometimes I need my energy to fight back against the anxiety, mm-hmm. and sometimes exercising takes away that energy.
Yeah. Sometimes it gives you more anxiety because then you don't have energy.
Yeah.
It's a vicious cycle.
How are you doing?
I'm okay. I'm very tired today as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get ready for a fast show, guys.
we'll just fall asleep and then we'll wake up. It'll be 40 minutes later and then we'll keep talking.
It'll be like the podcast sleep timer, except our content and unintentionally.
Right. I didn't get enough sleep, and I was out most of the day yesterday, and so I just like felt very tired.
Yeah.
And I have so much to do. I have so much to do today, and I haven't gotten any of it done, mostly because I was stressing about this.
Yeah.
So
laundry get in?
I realized yesterday when I parked my car back in my spot at my building, mm-hmm. all of a sudden it occurred to me, I know I renewed my registration and I got the thing in the mail. I never put the sticker on my car. Where is it? And I looked at my glove compartment and I found one from 2017 and 2016, like without the sticker I'd already put on, but like the envelope. And I was like, wait, where's the one? Because I always just like put it immediately in my glove compartment and put the sticker on my car. And I just don't know where it is. So I've been driving around for months with 2017 on my car.
Oh my God.
So I don't know. I don't know where it is. So now I have to, when I get home, I have to look for it.
Yeah.
Amongst other things, but like that really stressed me out when I realized that yesterday.
Yeah, definitely.
Because I don't want to get pulled over.
Yeah.
I don't have a California license. I'll get in trouble. because I've been pulled over once before, and the guy was like, oh, you have a New York ID. And I was like, oh yeah, I just moved here. I've lived here for 4 years. I was like, oh my God, I just moved here a week ago. It's so crazy. He was like, oh, but you're going to change it, right? And I was like, I'm going to go this week. And he was like, okay, this is your warning. If you get pulled over again, you probably get a fine. And I was like, wow, that's so serious. Yeah. And I never did it.
I also have a New York license still, and it's been like also like enough of a time where I should have gotten one. But I feel like what will motivate me is to get it changed so that I can vote. Is that a thing that needs to happen?
Nope. I voted here. I voted in the presidential election, and I have a New York ID.
All right. Well, so maybe I'll just create that rule for myself so that'll motivate.
Yeah. I mean, I'm a resident, so I don't need to. I live here. I mean, lots of people live here and don't have driver's license because they don't drive.
Right.
You know, oh, not lots of people, but enough people that like you don't have to have a license to be able to vote.
Yeah.
You have to have some form of ID.
Yeah.
I think. Actually, technically they don't. They can't ask you for ID. They don't ask me for my ID when I went.
That's crazy.
It is. But then I thought that, too. But then there's all that stuff with voter ID laws where they're saying it's like really racist to make people have ID. So you're really racist.
Yeah.
And classist.
You caught me.
Actually, apparently it's a very serious issue. I don't really know much about it, but
I missed it when this podcast turned into gotcha journalism, but I fully submit to its court of justice.
I wasn't setting a trap, but I'm glad I did by accident.
Speaking of driving, I was shuttling my mom back and forth because she was in town and she didn't have a car and didn't want
to. They said shoveling for a second.
No.
I was shoveling just, my mom back and forth.
That's how she likes to travel.
Yeah.
Because she was in town for like a nursing conference downtown. Mm-hmm. And so we were just hanging out and like.
Right. You mentioned you got Korean barbecue. You overcooked your meat.
Oh, wow. Yeah. But wait, did I mention this part? Like, you know, when it's really obvious that you have inherited things from your parents.
Yes.
Yeah. So it was like one of these clear moments where on the first day she asked me, oh, how is this work relationship going? Like, how is your career? Like, how are you doing?
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, you know, that relationship's okay. But, you know, if anything happens, it's probably going to be like a while. So I wouldn't hold like, you know, it's probably going to take a long time for anything to happen. And she was like, okay. And I thought that was the end of the discussion.
I feel like I know what you're talking about, but I'm not sure.
Okay. Yeah. Anyway. 2 days later, she brings it up again. Uh-huh. And the exact same thing almost. And yeah. I was like, oh shit, you haven't stopped thinking about this, which is why I can't stop thinking about like work stuff and like that kind of.
Or is it just like a thing where like people get old and they ask the same questions over and over again?
No, because the same thing about like my dad's work too. And I've just noticed it as a pattern and like, oh, yeah. I realized that's where that voice comes from.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
we had a good time.
Yeah. No, I hate whenever I'm struck with like, I got that from my parents. Like, it's almost always a bad thing.
Yeah.
I mean, they have a lot of good qualities, but
these little dimples.
Jesus Christ. Yeah. It's unsettling when you're in an argument and you say something and you're like, uh-oh.
Yeah.
Did my mom show up? That's weird.
Yeah.
Kill me.
Yeah. Have you ever said I learned it from you?
I mean, as a joke.
Right.
Yeah. I say it mostly like.
To me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I in jest. Sarcastically. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, my anxiety for the week. Mm-hmm. It kind of ties into that. I mentioned it on last week's podcast, but it was like, I cannot help but fantasize about everything and thus get disappointed at every single event that happens in my life.
Right.
A big deal. Trying to learn how to not do that and just to go in and let things, you know, be as the Beatles.
You've made this joke and I've yelled at you about it before. I'm not going to tell you again. You've exceeded your warnings.
You know, you know that one song with the 1-5-4-6 chord progression?
Oh, boy.
By one of the premier UK rock bands in all of history.
Oh, sorry, my eyes just started crossing.
I probably got the chord progression wrong anyway, but like, it's this idea that would.
I just literally have rolled my eyes 5 times in the last 10 seconds.
Yeah, we're setting records or creating a new worst case scenario.
My eyes hurt now. Rolled them too hard. Okay.
Anyway.
Anyway.
I fantasize too much about stuff. Even in completely benign situations, I'll want it. I'll have thought about it so many times, and it's ironic because it's not the worst case scenario; it's the best case scenario.
Yeah, that's what we were talking about last week. You can't help but be disappointed.
Hopeful, and as a result, disappointed
because life is always going to be more boring than the perfect thing you came up with.
Right. Contentious point between me and my therapist.
No,
because I know she's right.
How's she doing?
Yeah, no, she's good. I was like in a decent mood this past week, and I was to the point where I was sitting in therapy, and I was like, you know what, maybe I don't need this. And then I was immediately like, you fucking dummy, you're in a good mood because of therapy. Yeah. Like hold on.
Right.
So she's like
I'm all better. How do I just throw all this medication down the toilet?
Yeah.
I don't have cancer anymore.
Right.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, she's good. But anyway.
Great.
I tend to just get let down so much. And I think like if anything, therapy is useful because once a week someone reminds me to, hey, you know what? Just you should try to let things be.
Mm-hmm.
That's worth it.
Yeah. You could just hire somebody for like $5 a week to just like come to your house and slap you across the face and just say, let it be, and just leave. It would be cheaper and more time effective.
Yeah. I could get a 4-person impersonation.
Yeah, I'll do it. Well, I'll do it for $3.
It's better for my therapist because I have to pay. I have to drive there.
Yeah.
And no,
yeah.
I'm joking. She's qualified.
Good. I'm glad.
Anyway, this is my scene. Great. It's pretty embarrassing. Give a little backstory to, if you're just new to the show, I eventually want to write stuff.
Mm.
It's a very embarrassing admission because we're supposed to keep our goal secret, I guess. I don't know.
I guess it's not embarrassing. Who cares?
Yeah. It's embarrassing, I guess, because everyone in this town wants to write. And it's embarrassing to say you want to do something and
not be doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or just say it and then it doesn't work out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So for the record, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe I want to be a writer.
That's your voice that you use whenever you say, I'll never tell.
Yeah, yeah. I can only do two voices, like that annoying one. And then like the kid in the class is like, I don't know if we... Yeah, like that's sort of thing.
I love that one.
Oh, thanks. Okay. This is my scene. I'm going to read for my... I'm going to read for my character in the stage directions, and Rebecca's going to read for the part of the mechanic. Okay.
Mm, typecasting me. I see.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You always have those tools.
I know.
Interior apartment day. Yusung finishes up a conversation on the phone. Great, so the oil change is scheduled for 3 p.m. on Friday. Thank you, see you then. Yusung sits on his bed. He tilts his head like Zach Braff in Scrubs, and we hear his harp playing as we fade out into interior. Yusung's imagination / the mechanic's day. Yusung gets out of his car and greets the mechanic. Hello.
Hello, I like your shirt. It shows that you have depth and you think about your appearance.
Oh, thank you.
And you know what? You've got an affable feel to you.
Thanks. I think affability is an important trait, especially as someone who wants to be a writer.
No kidding. I'm actually an executive producer for a bunch of comedies. I moonlight as a mechanic.
Wow, that's amazing and very realistic.
Here's my information, and guess what?
The mechanic winks.
You start on Monday.
We hear the same harp music as we cut to the mechanic shop in real life. Interior, the actual mechanic's day. Yusung is at the register. So I just put the chip in?
Yeah, you put it into the chip reader.
It's not. It doesn't seem to be taking... Oh, there it goes. The receipt prints. Thank you. Yusung gets in his car and sheds a single tear as he drives home. The end. Yeah, it's just
amazing.
Such a fucking bummer.
I
like, because I can't help fantasizing about my career.
I do the same thing all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really unhealthy. But, you know, gotta keep dreaming.
Yeah, or to just catch myself. And I think the more realistic / not realistic, the more reassuring thing is to think, like, at least just for me, I'm speaking only for myself, but just to think, like, you probably don't know how things are going to end up. So
right.
You can still want it.
Yeah.
But you probably don't know in what manner. So you should have less expectations on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah, but I don't think there's anything inherently wrong with, like, having a fantasy of how things, of a nice way things could turn out. I don't think it's, like, harmful within reason. It's just, like, when you allow yourself to get so attached to it that you feel, like, cripplingly depressed after when it doesn't work out.
Yeah.
It's really hard. I've struggled with that for, like, most of my life. Yeah.
Yeah. I've talked a lot to my therapist about it because I think I confuse the ideas of like fantasizing and wanting things. Like you can still want things. You should just stop like having such high expectations for every single event.
Right.
It's a real bummer.
I feel sad now. Genuinely, I feel upset. It hits too close to home for
me. Yeah. No, it's a bummer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Call back to the time where I was at a Chinese restaurant and texted you, or I was at a Subway and I texted you, hey, do you think we deserve better?
Yeah,
like in a larger spiritual sense.
Yeah.
Those are simpler times.
They were. I really do feel sad now. Wow.
If you've followed the podcast closely, I talk about K-pop. That's been an emerging thing.
Yeah.
My only suggestion as a remedy for sadness now is to just watch a lot of K-pop videos.
I think that's more like that helps you. But I thought you were going to say that now lately you've just been fantasizing about becoming a K-pop star and you're going to be really disappointed when that doesn't happen. And I know based on the look on your face that that's true.
Well,
not to put you on blast.
No, I'm not fantasizing about becoming. I couldn't do it.
You're not Korean, first
of
all.
I'm not Korean. I dance mediumly well. No, I probably dance.
That's
really
pretty good confidence.
I know. Thank you. No, I dance.
I've only
really
seen that
poorly.
One video, and it was like it was fine. I was like, you were following instructions, so
Thank you.
Well done.
No. I can only dance to following instructions. like during dances in high school. No. I would rather be caught dead than
yes.
Than to
me too.
Yeah.
I was a hang out on the side. Yeah. And make fun of people person.
I remember.
I wasn't happy about it. I was too self-conscious.
Yeah, neither was I. But now yeah. I'm like, K-pop is great because there's choreography and like people on right. YouTube teach you how to do the choreography. Yeah.
I mean, they didn't invent the idea of choreography in pop music.
I think
for the record.
They did.
Okay.
No, I know. It's just like.
Any Michael Jackson video.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're very cool. Boy, yeah. I'm admitting a lot. yeah, that's what I've been doing to, you know, swallow the sadness. It's a lot of K-pop.
Swallow the sadness.
Yeah. That and, oh, I'm very disappointed. My Soylent has not arrived.
What?
I know. I thought
you ordered
it was
a week ago.
I know. And they're taking a long time.
What are you supposed to do in that time? Just wither away and die?
Yeah, I think I'm...
Without your vitamins?
I am excited because it means like I won't be starving until 1 p.m. every day.
Right.
Really looking forward to that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that'll make things better.
Would you consider drinking a protein-based, vitamin, nutrient, whatever-based smoothie that was made using bugs?
Wow.
That's like a big thing now.
Really?
Well, it's becoming a big thing.
It's like where the
future of sustainable food is going.
I think, and here's the truth.
I'm a little upset about it, but I'm trying to figure it out.
I'm all about that. Like, if it's safe, give me a burger that was not ever an animal.
Right,
I'm okay
right,
with
right.
That.
But if so, are you not including bugs as animals, or you are?
I think that like I
don't have a moral quandary about eating bugs. Right. It's like an ick thing. It's not all kinds of bugs. Like certain bugs would really gross me out. Others I don't really care. But
right.
I'm curious if you would. Here's, like a Soylent style thing.
I think here's the truth. I think if it's packaged effectively,
yeah,
and
yeah.
if it was marketed effectively,
if it looks,
if it looks like
Instagrammable,
right?
You'll,
yeah.
if it's like millennial pink, you'll drink it.
Look, if you're listening and you're a sponsor and you're thinking about getting into the podcast game, well, hit us up. Worst case scenario,
you're talking about bug companies.
Yeah, bug companies.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I'm. That's our Captain Ahab. Move over, Squarespace. That's our white whale.
Please don't insult Squarespace because you never know.
Hey, Squarespace, why not rectangle space? You have bigger than squares.
It's not bigger than squares. It's just shaped differently than squares.
I'll take that again. Hey, Squarespace, why not polygon space? More sides.
Okay.
Putting them on blast.
Look, you're towing a dangerous line. That's all I can say.
Yeah, a Squarespace representative is gonna show up on my doorstep with a crowbar. It's just like, we need to talk.
Yeah. Or like just like a trigonometry teacher, just to explain size and shapes.
Look, I know this is nothing if not a structured podcast, but one of my most shameful moments in middle school was I think I was being really boisterous in a math class and I was told to stand outside and it was so embarrassing.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Yeah. One time in an English class, I was like pretty young. I think I was like 10.
Right.
I was a very chatty kid and everyone, like the desk formations in that class were like in a U shape. So it's like everybody was kind of like all together. It wasn't like tables. It was like the desks were all like formatted in that shape or whatever.
Yeah.
And the teacher was like, Rebecca, I'm at my wit's end with you. And they took my desk and they moved it to an island in the back as a punishment for a week. And then
Or maybe
it was for a couple days. And then at
That's
the end,
so long.
It was like a couple days, I think. Yeah. And then, or maybe 2 days. And then I went up to the teacher at the end of my punishment. And he was like, are you ready to rejoin the group? And I was like, actually, can I stay in the island for another week? I actually really like it. And he was like, that's very strange, but okay.
Yeah.
And I would just sit in the back and just like write in a journal instead of like paying attention to class.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I was like a weird kid.
No, that's.
It's like, yeah, punish me more. Punish me more.
Oh boy. yeah.
Yeah, it was weird.
Yeah. What's your anxiety?
I don't remember. Oh, I'm poor. So this is another one of those all the time things, right, where
as opposed to just a Sunday treat anxiety.
It's not my cheat day anxiety. but I'm so fucking tired of being worried about money every day.
Yeah.
And it really wears on me, and I think I lose track of
it's almost like that Pink Floyd song. Is there a Pink Floyd song about money? I forgot if there was.
I don't know.
Okay.
It's
like that
fuck.
No, you know, just you gotta keep
you're
going.
You're just you're a monster.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Not a compliment. So I
wasn't there that one Pink Floyd song? All right, sorry. It's yeah.
I think Jenny Slate does that voice too.
Oh, and
it makes me laugh every time when she
does
it.
She's so funny.
You're a thief. kidding. Anyway, yeah, I'm very tired of being stressed about money all the time. I'm tired of like not seeing a clear path to ever having more. Like,
right.
I literally live paycheck to paycheck, and it wears on you.
I think it's necessary for me to tell the listeners that your desktop background on your laptop is a screenshot of Breaking Bad. It's one of the gangsters lying on a pile of money.
Yeah. Because money is money over everything.
Yeah.
Money rules everything around me.
Like the Toronto rapper, cash rules everything around me.
Yeah. It do.
Yeah. Drake.
Love money. Yes, we know it's Drake. Look.
Right.
I know there's more important things in life, but is there? I'm tired of I'm tired of worrying, like, can I pay my credit card bill and pay rent this month in a convenient fashion?
Yeah.
Or is it going to be a struggle? Like, I'm very tired of it. I feel like I don't see a clear path to ever not worrying,
right,
or ever being able to, like, do anything fun or help my parents or any stuff that, like,
yeah,
I want to be doing. Every time I buy anything, I feel guilty. Like, I went on that little, like, shopping spree, like, last weekend, like, online shopping, and that was the first time in a long time, and I still feel guilty about it, but it's just, like, I don't know. It's so boring being, like, just struggling is shitty, and I'm really tired of it.
Yeah.
And I'm worried that, like, that in the next job I go to, I'm not going to be making more money, because I barely am making more now than I was at my old job.
Right.
I mean, really barely. So I'm just like, how long is this going to go on for?
Yeah.
I can't save at all. Like, at my old job, we had 401ks, so
right,
I could, like, contribute.
Yeah. Super important.
Yeah, we don't have that at our current workplace, which is fine.
It's fine.
But I took my old 401k and I rolled it over into an IRA, because that's what you're supposed to do when you leave a job that has that.
So you sung nodding along as if you knew.
I'm telling you. Yeah. So, but I haven't, since I rolled that over and started this other job, I haven't been able to contribute to it.
Yeah.
And I know that, like, we're pretty young, but, like, you are really supposed to start contributing as early as possible. I'm 26. Like, this is the right time to, like, be regularly contributing, and I can't.
My parents have drilled it into me that I need to, like, if you have a workplace that matches your 401k contribution.
Yeah, my old job matched, like, 25 cents to the dollar.
Okay.
So I did the maximum.
Yeah, they were just,
I
like,
did
the put
maximum
the maximum every time.
And they just and they contributed, so it was free money, you know.
Yeah.
They're just, like, putting it in there. And that I felt like I was being productive without even doing anything,
right,
you know.
I watched the Susie Orman show.
Yeah, I don't, but yes. anyway, that's not even the thing. It's not even the 401k or IRA or whatever that, like, is stressing me out, cuz, like, I'm not thinking about retirement obviously right now, but I can't even, like, plan a trip. You know what I mean? Like, I can't.
Yeah.
I can barely, like, every time I buy groceries, I feel like my heart races. You know, I'm just like, oh, fuck, it's too much. Like, it makes me feel very sleepy.
Yeah.
And I'm also not, like, proactive and motivated enough to, like, figure out other ways to hustle, to, like, change that. I know people have, like, side hustles. They have second jobs and stuff. And
right.
I just can't fucking bring myself to do it. And I know that's so, like, in a tight spot, I would get a second job.
What, Rebecca,
like,
you don't want to work more than 40 hours a week?
I already work more than 40 hours a week, and you know it.
Yeah. No, that was sarcastic.
But, yeah. No, just, like, yeah, I don't know. I just, it feels depressing.
Yeah. I think that, like, this isn't personally comforting to anyone, mm-hmm. but I think, like, truly wealth inequality is the root of almost all the problems in America.
Yeah.
like truly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really bad. And I know I have it better than a lot of people.
Yeah.
But I still am, like, if I didn't have a paycheck for one whole month, I would have no money.
Right.
Literally. I'd have no money. So yeah. That's a fact. So I am not in, like, a great spot.
We've talked about this a lot, but every time I think too hard about, like, the ideas of paying rent in an apartment that you're not, like, ever going to own, mm-hmm. you're just tossing away money to exist yeah. and live. That it makes me so mad. Like,
yeah. But even when you own, you don't really...
I know, you don't really own, but it's not like your money is disappearing.
Right. Because
you can always yeah. sell the...
Yeah.
Welcome to the Susie Orman podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway, so...
Want to read your scene?
Yeah, sure. All right, you're just playing interviewers 1, 2, and 3.
Okay, cool.
And you don't have to say the... Yeah, okay.
Okay. Hacking.
Interior office day. Rebecca sits across from an interviewer.
We'd like to offer you the position.
Awesome. I'm very interested in the position.
Just a quick side note. Specifics.
Yes. It only gets less specific from here. Yes.
Okay. Interviewer. Here's the starting salary.
The interviewer scribbles onto a small piece of paper and slides it across the desk to Rebecca. She picks it up and takes a look. Oh, okay. This is the same as I was making at my last job.
Perfect. When can you start?
Sorry, is this negotiable?
Nope. Take it or leave it.
Okay. Take it, I guess.
Excellent. See you on Monday.
Interior, second office, day, 1 year later. Rebecca sits across from a second interviewer.
Congratulations. We'd like to offer you the position.
That's great news. Can I ask what the position pays?
Indeed. I think you'll be pleased with what you'll see here.
He scribbles on a tiny piece of paper. You can just tell me. We're the only ones in the room. Interviewer 2 looks at Rebecca like that is the stupidest thing that could be said.
Don't be ridiculous. Here.
He wiggles his eyebrows as he slides the paper over. Rebecca glances at the paper. Fuck. Oh, okay. Well, the thing is, this is the same as I was making at my previous job.
I see.
How about she crosses out the number and writes a new number, passes the paper back over. He picks it up and scoffs.
Ugh, I don't think so.
It's barely more than what you wrote.
Look, our number is non-negotiable. Take it or leave it.
God, okay. Take it. Jesus. Interior, third office, day, 1 year later. Rebecca sits across from a third interviewer.
Hooray, the job is yours.
Wow, amazing. That's really fantastic. I'm so excited. I'll just need to know what the position pays.
You ask all the right questions. It's why you're perfect for this very important job.
Well, gosh, that really means the world to me. So, money?
The degeneration of language is really, this is incredible. Yes. I think you'll be very pleased with what I'm writing down here for you.
Really? I don't mind if you just say it out loud. Interviewer 3 looks scandalized.
Rebecca, careful now. Talk like this and you'll get sent straight to HR.
Interviewer 3 scribbles something on a scrap of paper the size of a quarter and passes it to Rebecca, who squints at it for a moment. Okay. I'm going to have to negotiate this amount because it's the same salary I was given at my last 3 jobs. My rent goes up every year, and this is getting pretty ridiculous.
Silly Billy, of course it's the same amount. That salary was imprinted on you at birth, and it is what you will always make no matter where you go.
How can that be?
Who cares? That's how it is. Anyway, it's non-negotiable. Take it or leave it.
Excuse me one moment, please.
No problem.
Rebecca calmly walks over to the window, shoves it open, and tumbles out. End scene.
Can I ask, just like a director's commentary, were those positions?
I have no fucking idea because I don't know where my life is going.
Okay. So, this is the first job that I had the potential to negotiate a salary for.
Yeah,
I worked part time work in college. That's whatever. Mm-hmm. And so I was talking to my dad about it a lot because, as you do.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And he was like, he proposed a number to me that I thought was ridiculous, like truly ridiculous compared to what I was initially offered.
Yeah.
And in retrospect, 100%, 100%, I should have said that number.
Yeah.
I was just like, I think it was also like this, I don't know. I have this like, I think inherited from my parents, a sense of modesty about this type of stuff.
Yeah.
So
And you also are insecure and you have...
Thank you. Yeah.
Well, you, no, you I know, have I know, complicated I know. Feelings about what you're... What Fourth? You deserve. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But now in retrospect, yeah. I'm like, no.
I wish 100%. I asked for a higher number, too.
Because, and to anyone who's listening, like, be a little more, like, gauge yourself. If you're a really confident person... If you're a really confident person, you're probably, you know, in the right ballpark for what you think you deserve. If you're not a confident person, ask for pretend to be confident. Ask for a significant more.
Yeah.
I don't want to make anyone lose any jobs, but that probably won't happen.
The fact is, I am making more at this job than I was at my last job, but my last job was unlivable.
Yeah.
So, I didn't know when I initially started when I left my previous job. I thought that this was going to be more of a temporary thing, and so I was like, "Look, I'll take whatever I can get." So I just like set a number, and it worked out. And then I wasn't anticipating staying long term, and I ended up staying long term. So like, you know, things happen, and I haven't hit like 1 year yet. I haven't felt like, and there's, you know, been some stuff going on. It just didn't seem like there hasn't been an appropriate time to have that conversation.
Right.
It's just hard.
The other thing is that like, a raise is, hey, Yusung, what's the most basic fact you can say? A raise is dependent on what you're making already. It's 3 to 5% generally. Like, so if you kind of like,
right. You fucked yourself from day one, basically. Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm stressed. I really need to be making more money like a year ago. Like I can't live like this. It's really frustrating.
Yeah.
And I am very anxious about it. I am anxious about money every day. Every time like bills come in and I just like leave the envelope on the table. I just like look at them like I don't want to open this. Like what is this?
Right.
And most of my stuff is like electronic. I don't have to worry about it, but like I don't know, any physical manifestation of like any reminder of like the fleeting nature of my savings is makes me feel upset.
Did you watch that like capitalism documentary on Netflix?
No.
It was okay. It was just okay. But like the one quote that I happen to remember from is like some person said that like some person of some repute
yes
it was like no one should be working full-time in this country and not making it, and the fact that actually happens is
but
like
most people are in that situation,
the vast majority of people are,
if they're fortunate enough to have a full-time job, they're still not making it. I mean, there's a thing where it's like you're not supposed to be spending
more than a third of your salary on rent,
which is LOL.
LMAO.
Good luck.
Yeah.
ROFL. I knew. I was waiting for you to do that.
For the listeners, Rebecca has a very tired look on her eyes.
I am tired.
I don't think I'm helping.
You're not.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah, it's rough.
Who can relate? Anyone? I don't think that every job I get after this, I'll just be continuously making the same, but I truly don't know. Like, the problem in working in entertainment in particular is that the pay is terrible and then it's really good.
Yeah.
And there's no, like, there isn't like a gradual, it's not a steady incline. It's like a very jarring jump. And getting to that next level is very difficult. And so whether you're on, like, no matter what branch
of
entertainment.
Rebecca, did you watch La La Land? Anyone can do it.
You know I don't like that movie.
Yeah, neither do I. It's very problematic.
Yeah, it's not.
Ryan Gosling, no one lifts their finger up from a piano after finishing, like, that one fucking wedding scene. It still
makes me
angry. Oh,
that is really annoying, right? Yeah. That movie, I used to really like Ryan Gosling, and I kind of don't care about him at all anymore.
I wrote you letters every day. No, I don't.
That's not why I liked him. I liked him in spite of that. I'm not like a huge Notebook person.
Right.
It did make me cry, but I was also, I think, probably in a bad place.
Yeah.
In any case, what the fuck was I saying?
La La Land.
Before La La Land, you asshole.
No, I feel like I missed
it
something.
Doesn't even fucking matter.
Okay.
Capitalism
sucks.
What I was saying was that like no matter what area of entertainment you work in, you're either making shit money or you're like making a level of money that makes no sense for what you're doing. Like, when you read, like, salaries of... When I worked at a film production company and I, like, figured out what executives were making versus what assistants were making, and I was like, for what?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Literally, what are you doing all day that's so fucking important that you're making $100,000 a year? I don't... I can't comprehend. Meanwhile, like, everyone else is making, like, 35 to 40K and, like, barely scraping by, like, in this fucking city, which is, like, not even the most expensive city in the country, but is, like, not cheap.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Like, literally, when I was trying to find a therapist, which I, you know, still am, but when I spoke to that one woman that was, like, she wasn't taking insurance people, she was, like, I could do sliding scale, and she asked me what I was making, and I told her, and she was, like, oh, that's not very much for this city, and I was, like, yeah.
Jesus.
That's why I mentioned this, like, the other week when we talked about this, but it was, like, she literally even said to me on the phone, like, you're poor, and I was, like, I know.
Yeah.
You don't need to tell me.
Right. Jesus, what a thing to say.
But no, but, like, thank you for acknowledging. I was actually flattered, not flattered, I was validated, vindicated by her saying that. I wasn't offended. I was like, thank you for seeing me.
Right.
But not seeing me as a patient because you're a price gouger.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's my anxiety.
Yeah. Everything that you said is true, at least to what I can glean. Like, my one thing that I was going to say was, like, from, like, interning at agencies and stuff, there seems to be a direct correlation between the louder you talk on the phone in the office and, and the more money
also,
you make.
Also, it's funny, like...
Which is just so stupid.
Yeah, also, it's funny because this is a niche industry as well, and it's, like, very... it's, like, not in a lot of places in the world. It's, like, the industry is, like, localized to certain cities mainly. So, like, people that don't either work in that industry or live in that place don't necessarily know. So, like, my family lives in New York. They don't work in entertainment.
Concrete jungle?
Yikes, dude. And they just truly do not understand. They really don't understand, like, how income works here, like, how salaries work. So, like, they'll ask me, like I remember my mom just asking me, like, how much I was making at my old job, and, like, when can you get a raise, is there any chance for a raise? And she's always asking me that even now. I'm like, in what world would that make any fucking sense? Like, how could I do that? And they just don't understand. They don't understand how it works, and they're just like, oh, why can't you like, why is this so difficult? I'm like, well, that's just how it is. And it's like, and then the other people will just be like, oh, well, then do something else. I'm like, okay, that's very, very unfucking helpful. Thank you.
Yeah.
Anyway, I really have nothing else to say about this. I'm just depressed.
Okay. Well, you know, we've navigated through the trenches of anxiety. Oh, God. And
what
now...
a layup you're doing.
But now time to, what rhymes with anxiety?
Shmanxiety.
Now to seek some solace in the altar of shmanxiety.
Ah, those dulcet tones.
Oh, hell yeah. Okay.
Moment of silence.
This is our segment, Moderate Case Scenario for Gradual Self-Improvement, where we talk about what we've done this past week and what we're going to do this next week to gradually improve our mental health. Let's go.
You first.
Okay, the thing is, I actually got a little writing done, which is like...
That's awesome.
Writing, for me, felt like pulling teeth.
Mm-hmm.
And I did that on Friday evening with a friend, and then I think that was why I was so tired. Like, and I didn't even do that much, but just even like the little horrible... Like, I got through some scenes by writing, I'm just a piece of shit. All I need to accomplish in this scene is, and then, like, do it that way.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was so tired the day after. I think it was because
really
of
took
that.
It out of you.
Yeah.
Because you're out of shape, out of writing shape.
Yeah. Out of walking shape, too. Jesus.
Yeah. You're just out of shape.
I'm just out of shape. So, I'm, you know, that's fine. And then I'm going to get my Soylent. I'm going to start drinking my Soylent.
Yeah, you think it'll help.
I'm waving my fist in the air. No. And my therapist is gone for a week. So now
it's... Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Ruh-roh.
Winter's coming.
Well, you thought this past week.
I know.
But you thought this past week, maybe I don't need it. Right. Now you'll see, you'll feel how much you need it.
I did say.
When she's away.
Yeah, I did say as we were talking about it, I was like, look, I don't know if I'm getting too arrogant, but like, I think, I should be okay if you want to skip a week. And she was like, cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
I told her about the podcast. I didn't tell her the name.
I don't care if you do.
Yeah. But she was like, I was like, is this a bad idea? And then she was like, no, that sounds like a good idea. In the sense that like laughing about your anxieties does make them less worse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hasn't been a lot of laughing this episode. It's mostly us just sighing, like really, you know.
Yeah.
A distant sigh looking off into the nether.
If you made a soundboard of all the noises that we make, it'd be pretty sad.
It's just a very womp womp kind of kind of week. Great. Well, the writing is good. Therapy good.
Yeah.
So, and you tried to run.
I tried.
And that's what counts, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm so tired.
Yeah. I can't tell if you're sighing or if you're just out of breath from your run.
Probably both.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're winded.
Oh boy, yeah, I am.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like a windmill.
God. You know, somehow this is really, you're getting worse at this.
I'm getting worse. My jokes are getting worse and worse as time goes on.
I struggle to call them jokes. I'm not sure that's what you're doing.
There's this, can I?
You're just filling empty space.
Can I tell, can I recap you a video of a K-pop star that I follow? That I now follow?
You follow on Instagram?
No, I just watch a lot of videos of her.
You just physically follow her around?
Yeah. That's, I guess, more accurate. But she was telling this, like, joke in the back of a car full of people. And I was like, can I just, Rebecca, I need to ask your forgiveness first. Because this is going to take, like, maybe 2 minutes. And I cannot promise that it will be rewarding. Because I might butcher it.
Okay.
Okay, so it was like, long ago there was a farmer. And there was a pig. And this is set in South Korea.
So, is this old McDonald's?
No. Okay. There's this Korean farmer and they had this pig. And each harvest, the pig would eat all the crops. So the farmer's like, okay, I got to sell it. I got to get rid of this pig. So he takes it to the market and he sells the pig. And then the next day, the pig's still at his house. So he's like, how did this happen? So the next harvest season, this happens again. He's really upset. And then he takes him even to a further market, it's a long trip. He takes him to a further market, and then he sells the pig. And then the next day, it's at his house again. So okay, third year this happens. Pig eats all the vegetables, and then he sells it to an American like buyer. And then the next day he comes home and the pig is not there. Why?
Because the American ate the pig.
No, because America's too far away.
What? Oh my god.
The pig can't
walk back.
Yeah.
So the whole time, the whole twist is that the pig was just walking back.
It's like an anti-joke.
It is an anti-joke. Oh my god. So this K-pop star that you follow was sitting in a car and turned around and said, wait, guys, can I tell you a joke?
No. People were like, tell us a joke. And then she told this joke and then everyone was so angry at her.
And you were like, my soulmate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Listen, if you're listening and want the video, email worstcasescenariopod@gmail.com. I'll send you the link. Her artist name is the letters IU.
Okay.
Of hit songs like Through the Night, Palette featuring G-Dragon and Jam.
Oh, I love G-Dragon.
Yeah. G-Dragon's pretty cool.
From Big Bang.
Ah.
Isn't he the one that just like enlisted in the army?
I think so.
Did.
Yeah. Because they do their...
They have...
Mandatory...
Conscription? Is that what it's called?
I know what you mean. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, she's anyway. Cute.
Yeah, she's pretty cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway. I hope you meet her one day.
Oh, thanks.
I guess I should talk about my stuff.
Self-improvement.
It's not as interesting as what you just enlightened us with, but, self-improvement. I've just been socializing a lot lately. I know you think I do anyway, but you're wrong.
Right.
But I was,
Well, anytime that you, I'm really shitty because every time you start a story, with like, oh yeah, last night I was out. I was like,
so
oh,
okay,
that's
so
cool.
So on Friday
so
I was
cool.
at a Friday's out at a party.
That's very cool. You go out to parties. It's very cool.
I truly like sometimes I really want to punch you in the face.
Yeah.
But
you don't.
Not yet.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saving it for when I feel like it's going to be really satisfying. No, I'm not pro-violence, whatever.
Yeah, that's not funny.
I was... The image in my mind is funny, though.
Okay, yeah.
I was at a party on Friday, and I was talking to this girl, and she was talking about her therapist, and I was like, oh, I'm looking for a therapist. And she was like, you should go to mine. She's awesome.
Yeah.
And we're talking about insurance, and she was like, oh, I think she takes that. So I have a name of a therapist now. That
oh, that's
I can,
great.
Because I haven't called back the place. I forgot this week.
Yeah.
I'm really sorry.
No, that's okay.
I'm sorry to the world. I know I should have called. I kept forgetting. And then every time I would remember, it would be evening. And then the next day I would forget. And then it was a weekend.
What if people email us being like, I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed.
If they want to, that's fine.
Yeah.
It's not the first time I've heard that.
And we'll just reply with it. I learned it from you.
Yeah. But anyway, I have a name of a person. I don't know if that's the person I'll reach out to, but I could try.
Right.
See if they're cool. I don't know that girl at all. So she might be, you know,
what was her vibe?
It's hard to say. We were inebriated. So
that's cool. You guys were drinking.
No.
That's cool.
We weren't drinking much.
okay. Yeah.
I don't know her. I just met her. So
like Lil Wayne once made fame. Were you guys sipping on that scissorp?
No, we're just smoking weed. It's okay. Fine.
That's cool.
But, boy, I only had one drink. I haven't been drinking much lately. I don't feel the need. But in any case, I might find out more about that therapist. I should call the other place back and see if there's something I can do.
Yeah.
I probably need to do my fucking taxes because
it is
late March
yeah.
and taxes are due the 15th of April and I have not even started. I don't remember where my W-2s are. They're somewhere. They're probably with my vehicle registration.
No, I asked for one this like a few days ago from our from the payroll people.
But we all got them already, the W-2s.
Yeah, no, I didn't know where mine was, so I was like, hey, can I have another one?
Oh. Yeah, mine's in my apartment somewhere. I suspect that it's with a check that I was supposed to cash, a small check I was supposed to cash 2 months ago that I forgot about, and bad with money. I'm really not. It's like $50, but and probably my vehicle registration, which is floating somewhere, and who knows what else. I don't know. Everything's a mess. There's a bunch of shit all over the place in my apartment because, I don't know, we had like some stuff that was shipped from like the East Coast and like now it's like stuff is just everywhere.
You have boxes everywhere?
It was like boxes and like the boxes were filled with like just stuff and now it's like everywhere and I'm just like, fuck, like, you're like, I don't want to, just, it's daunting dealing with it and like.
What's one item?
A mug. We got a lot of Kit Kats though from Japan.
Oh my god!
Which has been very exciting
for
me.
They have like the Sakura flower flavors and stuff.
We have one of those, and we have a sake flavor and wasabi, and like the really good matcha one, not like the one that you get here. There's one that was melon flavored.
Yeah,
not
the
best,
melon?
But no, it's a cantaloupe. The green melon is better.
Yeah.
Also, yesterday I was out all day with a friend of mine, and we were like in like Alhambra, Monterey Park area.
Yeah.
And we like did like food shopping and stuff. And they have now mango flavored poke, which I'd never seen before.
God.
Like pokey, not poke, pokey, like
the
sticks.
Yeah, pokey.
Yeah. Yeah. So
P-O-K-I.
Yes. And, delicious.
Yeah.
I recommend.
Welcome to worst case snack scenario.
Ooh, good segment idea.
Thank you.
We'll do more snack reviews.
Like, comment, and subscribe if you want to see more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Please. Subscribe to my channel. Yeah. So, I've just been socializing, and that's been nice, but also I still haven't found a therapist. Attempted writing didn't go so well.
Mine's still, hot garbo.
Yeah. Still not watching TV and still reading, so that's good.
That's the key.
And,
yeah, I wish I read more.
Feeling okay. So that's pretty much, that's me done. Yep.
Yeah. Well, that's
it's been a time.
Yeah, it's been a time. Yeah.
But in general, I actually felt okay all week. I'm stressed about money, but other than that, I really do feel okay.
Yeah, I was in an eerily good mood, but
But you look miserable now.
Yeah, I'm so tired. Oh yeah. Boy.
We're both, it's not that either of us are that upset about anything right now. No. We're both just very sleepy.
Yeah, these are tears of exhaustion.
Are you crying?
I ran for 0.4 miles. I was in better shape. I was in empirically better shape in high school, like, than
yeah.
I am now.
Really?
Yeah, because I was like, oh, I'll do cross country. That sounds like fun.
Whoa.
Yeah.
You were on a cross country team in high school?
Yeah, but like very, I didn't even score. Like if the meets, the top seven runners of each school would score, and that's how you would
score.
Determine who wins.
Oh,
the,
okay. Like make it on the scoreboard.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I did not. Oh, I was so slow.
I haven't been exercising. I haven't exercised in months.
Same.
It's clearly, yeah.
Yeah.
I feel bad.
Yeah.
Real bad. So, yeah. How do I force myself to do that?
I just, like, I think next time I'm not going to be so ambitious. I'm just going to go on a walk. Like, I'm going to set out to go on a walk.
That's what I did that one time, and I hurt myself. I think, realistically, the only thing that helps me is, like, buying a series of classes or hiring someone to bully me, like a trainer.
Yeah.
But, as I've said, I'm very, very poor, so it's very, very difficult.
Yeah.
And there's, like, thousands of hours of workout stuff on YouTube that you could do for free, but I have zero motivation.
Or there's K-pop choreography. I don't mean to, like,
yeah.
I mean, literally,
just like jumping around and dancing is
yeah.
cardio.
Dude,
but
I'm not even like, you know, my
building,
smug, shitty eating grin when I say things like.
No, I believe you.
Okay, yeah, I know.
I know
it's
for
like
a fact
actual,
you're doing this. No, yeah.
It's like, because when the one time that I did learn K-pop choreography.
The one time?
The one time, I would tell you. My candor is, you know, I would seriously tell you, but I was like, sweaty.
Yeah. So that's the only time you haven't tried. You don't like when you go home, you don't like go into your room and close the door and like blast the music and just like jump around.
No, sometimes I'll like watch a music video and be like, oh, that's a cool move, and like slightly.
But you're not dancing along.
I'm not like and five, like no.
Why are you worried that your roommate will suspect?
No, I just like to do it in the company of others.
Oh, you want more witnesses?
I just like to, I would like to have a.
Oh, not witnesses, but like participants.
Yeah.
You can get, why don't, maybe your roommate wants to do
no,
it.
No, Rebecca.
He seems like he maybe would. No.
That's been our show.
If you and your roommates are doing K-pop dancing, you have to tell me.
I don't know. There's
the
no way he'd be into that.
You don't know until you ask.
No.
Just be like, listen.
I know. We know each other, or we understand each other, I think.
Yeah. You have an understanding.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, that's our show.
Okay.
We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
It's been another episode of Worst Case Scenario.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you. If you like what you heard, you could go on iTunes and leave us a rating and a review.
Yeah, please leave a rating and review. It really makes our day whenever someone does that.
It's cute.
It's really cute. If you'd like to respond to anything that we talked about, and we reply to all the emails. Email us at worstcasescenariopod@gmail.com and we'll get you those deets.
And if you want to follow us on Instagram, it's also worstcasescenariopod.
Yeah, talk about that branding.
Yeah.
Our music was made by @notalent__ on Twitter, and you can find the rest of his stuff from there. And our art was made by @artbyroughhouse. That's art by RUFFHOUSE, all one word, on Instagram, and you should check her out.
We done.
We out.